Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you a few things that I didn't expect would have such a big impact on my business, my growth, and who I am as a person. So let's dive on into this episode. So let's get that intro cued. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm Rachel Peterson, super excited for this beautiful day. I wanted to share a couple things. I sound a little more serious today, but it's only because recently I decided to cut back from one cup of coffee. Let me rephrase that. From 10 cups of coffee a day back to one again. And so it always takes a little bit. There's definitely quite a bit of an adjustment. I usually try to do that adjustment slowly over the course of like a month. And so a few weeks ago, I was down to 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day. Now I'm down to one. But truth be told, I feel best with one or none. And that was a really crazy realization. But that has nothing to do with today. It just is why I sound a little less energetic, because it is time for me to probably take a little nap. However, I want to share some things that I did not expect to have such a huge impact on my business, my growth, our revenue, the work that we do for clients. And so this is kind of shocking. And so I'm going to share these with you guys, because these were all things I did not expect. First and foremost, it was almost 5 years ago that I became completely sober. And it's interesting, because I used to drink a lot. I loved drinking. I always had like a mason jar of red wine by me. And it was funny, because it started out as like, you know, a glass of wine or a big glass of wine. And then it was a bottle of wine. And then it was, you know, several mason jars. And what happened is, when I met Paul and we got married, and you know, after we had Delilah, I went back to drinking, and I realized, oh my gosh, who am I? Like, what is this? Is this who I want to be for the rest of my life? Or is this, you know, mirroring patterns I've seen throughout my life that I don't want my life to go down that path with, you know? And so I have a recommendation for anyone, if you've ever considered, you know, cutting out alcohol or other substances. There's this incredible book called This Naked Mind by Annie Grace. She's one of my friends and a New York Times bestselling author, and she's phenomenally brilliant. She's done so much research, and she's created kind of a whole movement around it. I wish I had known about her back when I went through the experience of, you know, going cold turkey. Sorry, I like swallowed a spit bubble. But going cold turkey and really stepping back from alcohol, I didn't realize it was a serious problem for me. But one of the things that I've discovered is, now when I go to events or networking parties or dinners, I'm kind of shocked by how many people don't realize how drunk they are walking around. And you can just see it in the way that their voices slur. And this is with absolutely zero judgment, but it's more like, holy cow, I get to go to these events and I'm the sober person, and you learn a lot about people, because it's like they give away their trade secrets and their real feelings. And I just sit there sober and I'm like, can I just start taking notes? This is amazing. It's actually crazy. But that was something I didn't expect would have a huge impact in every area of my life. And in fact, it was just about that time that I gave up alcohol that we really started our business and started to thrive, which is kind of interesting. Yeah, it was about 6 months later that everything started to happen, and I don't think that that's a coincidence. The second big thing that had a huge effect on every part of my life that I really didn't realize, this one actually came to me years ago. I want to say 4 years ago. Right as I was about to leave my 9-to-5, and I connected on LinkedIn with the president of the Forbes 30 Under 30. And we talked quite a bit about how, like, I had a dream of being on the Forbes 30 Under 30. And he actually shared with me, I don't think that you should try to make the list. I think that that's a terrible idea. And he gave me all these reasons why. Ooh, I got to take a big drink of water. Okay, so he shared, I don't think that's a great idea, and I wanted to know why, but he kind of said, like, it's not about the list. It's not about the accolades. It's about who you're becoming and the challenges that you're going through. And at the time, I was like, boring, I want to get on the list. But he shared some advice that was very, very helpful for me. And it had to do with personal growth and learning. And the advice that he gave me, keep in mind, this was 4 years ago, was to read one book per week. He said, if you read one book per week for even just a year, you will be more of an expert than 98% of people. He said, it is crazy how fast you can develop really incredible knowledge by reading. And he said, most people don't read, you know, a book a year. If you read a book a week, every single week for, you know, the next year, you'll be amazed to see how much growth you go through. And so I actually took up that habit back then. But the crazy thing is I've actually kept it up. And so sometimes I even finish a book in a day. Usually that's on weekends before the kids wake up or when Dominic's napping or after the kids fall asleep. But I've kept up that pace of one book per week for the last 4 years. And I just have to say, I would not trade it for absolutely anything. I would not trade that for absolutely anything. The amount of conversations that I've had where we've been able to have conversations about books or a topic that I learned or some theories that we've put together, it has been so influential on every part of my life, but especially in business and conversations in leadership. And a couple books that I want to share have to do with the next point, because the next point is one that I really did not expect. I mean, really did not expect. So because of my habit of reading, I've come across some incredible books. And I want to share three with you because they tie in really well to the next point. And those three books are Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. The next book is If You Want to Change the World, well, that's implied, Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World by William, I think it's McRaven. And the third book, it's one that I'm working on, this one I have not yet finished, but Principles by Ray Dalio. And what's amazing about these books is that these three really talk about habits and principles that go into every part of your life. Who you are in one part of your life is who you are in every part of your life. And I used to think that that's not true. Like, there's no way that who I am in business is who I am as a mom, because I'm definitely more nurturing and goofy and soft and snuggly. And I'm not that way in business all the time. But I thought that's just not simply possible. However, the more I started to read, I started to identify these patterns of successful people doing things right the first time in every avenue of their lives. It's not, oh, they eat healthy because they're successful. They're successful because they choose to fuel their body with good food and nutrients. It's not, oh, they work out because they built this massive business that allows them to work out every day. No, they are successful because they learned time management principles that allowed them to build in an hour and discipline as well to make this happen no matter what. And the funny part is I used to think, why in the world would I want to like make my bed or clean up after myself? I can always just hire that stuff out. But I discovered that successful people, generally speaking, tend to be fairly neat. And the reason for that, or at least have a method to their madness, because it is literally success is created by how you do every little thing. If you're sloppy at your desk, you're sloppy with how you organize your files, you're sloppy with how you submit your taxes, you're sloppy with, and the list goes on and on and on. And I did not expect that I would find so much pleasure in growing habits and disciplines in my personal life and in our home. And so if you look at our house, like if you walk through it on any given day, it is pretty clean. I mean, I have to say, like, obviously at this point, we've got an eye for any type of mess, but our house is pretty darn clean and very organized. And the reason for that is because I realized that it was in doing those things that success would be created. How I do one thing is how I do everything. And I really didn't believe that until I started to read these books, watch the patterns of successful people, and then see it come true in my own life. So my challenge to you today is, which of these are you going to implement? What is going to be that catalyst for massive change or growth in your life. These have been helpful to me. Maybe you have other things that you've had this like gut feeling you're supposed to be implementing in order for you to become the best version of you, the leader who is capable of taking on a massive company. I'm excited to hear kind of what your answers are. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to actually write me an email at Rachel at Rachel Peterson, that's all E's and a D in my last name, .com. And my team is actually going to be sharing all the responses with me, so I will read your emails. I want to see, what are you going to change today? What habits have you known are meant to be in your life? And I'm excited to hear kind of how this podcast episode impacted you. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye, everyone.